Hello, I am Yogini Sunita, and this is Meditation, Yoga and Stuff podcast. I believe my dharma or my life's purpose is to share my understanding of meditation, yoga and Ayurveda, holistic healing science of India. I make these amazing wisdoms accessible and adaptable for present times. So let's start. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today I'm discussing our shadow side and yoga. So what is shadow side? What is it I'm talking about? We can call it the side which we deny, which we do not acknowledge, accept, which we try to push away. This side of us which is there, we know that, but we do not want to connect with it or do not want to even acknowledge it. And we all have this shadow side within us, which we, as a non-enlightened human being, we have this shadow side within us. This shadow side is, as I said, denied or suppressed or hidden from the view. And sometimes the shadow side is so dark and thick and heavy that it pulls us down with it. And this shadow side can be overwhelming if we try to face it. So our shadow may hold anger, may hold resentment, carry pain, suffering, trauma, these wounds which we have forgotten. And these are also the dislikes we have or something we do not want to own. These pieces are our pieces which we do not want to connect with. And the shadow side are sometimes in our unconscious mind, and they make our unconscious mind heavy, so much so that we see the ripple effect of that into our conscious mind. Now, why we have to face this? What does this mean? So the shadow side, let me explain a little bit. For example, as a child growing up, you may have a softer side, maybe creative side. And you also have a role model in the house, maybe adult in your life, who may have not given you any time at all because they are working all the time, and you decide yourself that I will never connect with or I will never be this kind of person who do not experience family, joys of family. So for you, then family becomes very important. But as you start growing up, you start realizing that the value of the material life, where you had to make ends meet, you had to work. And almost you repeat the same thing what the adult in your life did, that you were spending more time towards work, less time towards family, things like that. And here you mean doesn't mean you. It is basically what I have seen in a lot of our community. It happens. And in my experience, that there is a deep set shadow here, which is pulling us in two directions. The time you want to spend with your family, and also you have to work. These things which are pushing you into two directions. This was just one example. Other example could be that, you know, someone in your life hurt you so much that there is deep resentment, and you don't even want to go there. That kind of pain, that pain is so deep that it has created shadow. So these are the shadows I'm talking about, and this is how we try to protect ourselves from the pain. So we just turn away from this shadow. We push them away. So much so that we don't even acknowledge that our side. Maybe we can call it weaker side or sad side. What do you want to call it? It is there. And it could be fear if I stop and turn and look at this shadow. It could be, fear, rejection, anything like that. Anything like that is our shadow. Now, what happens that we have to self-protect. We have to protect ourselves from this kind of like damaging experiences, we can call it. These kind of experiences which do shape us, but also we do not want to go there if they are very painful. So they become part of our shadow, where sometimes shadow is so thick that the light cannot reach to that part of our mind. And so we continue suppressing. What happens that though over the period of time, if we still stubbornly continue suppressing or running away from the shadow, they actually consume us and they actually become a really big part of us. So what wisdom of yoga suggests is that slowly and steadily finding connection, finding and turning and facing the shadows. And yoga has given us such a beautiful pathway to follow, basically. You know, we can start with the wisdom of yoga. We can start anywhere on in the eight limbs of yoga. We can start with, for example, the ethics or guidelines which yoga gives, how we should live our life. And these are very simple. For example, cleanliness or beauty around you, for example. Another thing is, non-hoarding or be kind, be gentle with yourself. Ahimsa is basically non-violence. And so all these things, if we take one part, which is non-violence, and we start being gentle towards ourselves and with others and kind, we are already on path of yoga. So if you're already doing this, you are on the path of yoga. And then we start going deeper and deeper into what else can we do on the path of yoga. Is asana is very popular, which we do. What happens that when we start running away from the shadow or shadows, or we do not acknowledge these shadows, or do not even know that they are there, we kind of like constantly looking outwards. We are constantly looking outwards, and there is almost disconnect with the body, mind, and we are suppressing any sensations and things like that. So what happens with yoga's asana or movements, we start connecting with our body. We start noticing that, oh my God, I'm holding so much stress here or tightness there. And that understanding and that release from that stress in those particular muscles basically also helps us to start releasing the shadow. And if you're curious, you may go even deeper into understanding yoga, because what happens that I have seen a lot of people when they experience yoga's relaxation, this kind of almost like stress-free state is sometimes experienced maybe first time. And people will ask their yoga teachers, what you've done to me today, it's something different. This, I don't know this feeling. And this feeling of relaxation is basically where it has given the body that needed, much needed rest, mind also that much needed rest. And for a second, we are slightly away from our stress and worry and our shadows. Now, does this mean that we should continuously be in the state, that state of relaxation? Yes, that's the point. That's where we should be, but it shouldn't be forced. It shouldn't be drug-induced. It shouldn't be created in that way where we are increasing our shadows. So how do we increase the shadows? The shadows will increase if we try to numb them through the through artificial way. For example, if you take some substance that will numb it for a few seconds, but it will also deepen and make maybe this shadow even stronger. So my suggestion is that gently continue doing practices like body awareness through yoga, conscious awareness into what's happening in the body, what's happening with the breath. Now, breath is also quite amazing. In yoga, wisdom of yoga, breath is the key. And so what does that mean is our breath is so subtle and our mind and breath is very much connected. So if we start very gently working with our breath, we can start working with the shadow side of our mind. But this doesn't mean that you go and take a big breath and force anything. In fact, if we do that, that is counterproductive. What works is that just observing your breath, maybe following your breath in and out of your body, connecting with your breath every day. It doesn't have to be a massive practice. In fact, wisdom of yoga suggests that the practice should be very subtle. It should be done regularly at the same time, if possible, if not, at least regularly. Before you eat any food, just conscious awareness and let your breath deepen. Let it happen naturally. And take this understanding, when we connect with the breath, we also calm the mind. If you are connecting with your breath and if your mind is not calm or not comfortable, then continue with physical practice for a little bit more and physical connection with the practice. For example, including breath into physical movement will help. Over the period of time, this panic of fear which sets in when we work with the breath will slowly settle down, and you can then start working with the breath. If you have a yoga teacher or mentor, you can work with them. Wisdom of yoga suggests that breathing through nostril, so it is very important to breathe through nostril. Breathing through mouth actually increases more anxiousness in the mind, so just be mindful of that. Learn from the person who can teach you the right practices for yourself. So that's why yoga was always one-to-one. And if you don't have, say, one-to-one classes available, I do offer mentoring sessions via Zoom. So it doesn't matter anywhere you are in the world. Let me know. We can connect and I'm happy to design practices just for your system. Now, once we start working with the breath, breath starts settle down and we start observing that some of the shadows just melt away. Just connecting with our body and our breath, our mind start calming down. So that's the beauty of wisdom of yoga, that yogis understood this shadow side and helped us to work with it. Now, moving towards pratyahara practices, which means basically sensory withdrawal practices. Here, we consciously work with withdrawing the senses or focusing on one sense more. And when we start doing that, we again become, train our mind to focus on one part, one sense more than the others. And that helps us to understand that maybe there is so much of bombardment of the screen is happening, or maybe too much noise around you, or maybe you need to have a quiet time. Whatever will come up for you is right at that point. I'm not going to suggest anything that this should come up or that should, because your own experience is your own experience. So what will come up for you is unique. Do not be afraid of it. Gently and steadily move on, the progressively let go of the shadows. Now, moving towards a meditation. Now, if your shadows are too thick or too strong, and if they are pulling you down, For example, if you have come out of a trauma or had a trauma in your childhood or something like that, which was quite impossible to deal with at the moment, then I suggest that, you know, stay with pratyahara practices, stay with physical practices, stay with pranayama practices. For meditation practice, we slowly introduce meditation, maybe sound meditation, meditation with mantra, meditation, just few minutes of the day quietness. That all this will help you to move towards dealing with the shadows. What happens that over the period of time, we start noticing that when we face the shadow, it is not so painful anymore. So when we, why we are running away from these shadows? Because there is so much pain attached around it. And so we think that when we turn and face the shadow, that experience will come up again and we'll have to go through all that pain again. But truth of the matter is that it is already done, that experience, we have already experienced it. So when we start running away from this experience, we actually carrying its memory of that pain of that experience. So with right practices and right meditation practices and asana or pratyahara practices, we can actually start slowing down and start noticing that this pain cannot hurt me anymore. You know, it is not as real as it was when I was going through experience. So this gives us strength and understanding that I can let it go. I don't have to carry burden of these shadows anymore. And we start gently letting go of these colorful, painful experiences. We let go of their coloring, we become observer. And this is our meditation work. Now, it is all good in theory, you know, that this is what we should do. But actually facing it can be very, very painful. And this is where we need a lot of support. So if you have a support system, that is wonderful. You know, if you can communicate with maybe your counselor or maybe your loved ones, you know, it is important to also communicate with someone about this. It is not that you're sharing your burden with them, but you are communicating with them. It helps them to understand what you're going through. What can help you to move towards peace? You know, that's the aim of letting go of facing your shadows. So I know this is very challenging, and I have done it myself. So many, we can call it shadows or darkness like that, can be very hurtful when we try and face it. But believe me, when you go through it, the light on the other side is absolutely fantastic. You know, it helps us to, in fact, integrate this darkness into our light. And what does that mean is, there is reason why we are calling it shadow, because it has that part of us which we do not want to shed any light upon. And that's why we are calling it shadow. But what if we shine light there and it will be part of your light? So how can we start doing that? So understanding that it is really not negative. The experiences like that has made you who you are today. So coming back to that truth that you are here in this time and you have gone through this experience. So we can take what is positive from that and let go of what is not serving us. So this is what you, in Wisdom of Yoga, we always say that letting go. Letting go here is letting go of what is not serving us. Moving towards positive experiences in your life. Now, with that experience which happened in your past, you can now choose better experience. You can choose now, learn from that experience and move towards the light, moving away from shadow towards the light. And we have to do it with a lot of compassion and love towards us. It's very important to have your support system, also have yourself in this process, to help yourself from the place of a lot of love and compassion. And if some of your friends or family members are going through something like similar, because sometimes some experiences are similar and we can help others. So that's why sometimes these experiences, I truly believe that that's why we experience it, so that those who are going through this or gone through this, we can go and help them. And that's why I love the wisdom of yoga. It's quite deep, multifolded, that understanding this, that if we shine light upon our shadows, we can help others to shine light on their shadows. Now, these things, we have these lot of ideas around it, lot of concepts around it. But once we start noticing that all these are, this is Maya or illusions, reality is that our deep within us is pure light. And so when we come back to this truth again and again, it helps a lot. You can have like positive affirmations if you want in your shavasana or relaxation practice or yoga nidra practice. If you want, you can add the positive affirmations which will help you to move towards the light, help you to let go of the shadows. And so it can these can be painful but yet life transforming experiences. It feels very light when we let go of these shadows. And so I suggest that, you know, if you want to move towards your higher self, towards your or understand yourself more, why you react into certain situation the way you do, understanding shadows will help you to react differently. You will then start noticing that actually this behavior I have was deeply connected into childhood shadow. It's very, very amazing like how these shadow works is actually so beneficial. Now, if you want, again, I do mentoring session. I help people to work with their shadows. Sometimes these shadows may not be ours. They could be our ancestral shadows. They could be the society's shadows. And we do carry it thinking that these are ours. And the more you will work with yourself, you will start noticing that the shadows which we think are ours, it is time to let them go. We don't have to carry all these burdens. Shadows creates a lot of stress and anxiety or depression or sadness. It is time to let go of those things which are not serving you. When you notice that, we start then moving forward. We can actually create more space and more creativity, more happiness in our life. I hope that this podcast is helping you to move towards your optimal self. Thank you so much for joining me today. Again, don't hesitate to reach out. If you need mentoring sessions, you can send me email through my website. Thank you for listening today. Bye now. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that you're taking this time out of your day. Don't forget to subscribe. Take care. Bye for now.